This morning on WCHL, a gas leak at Main Street in Carborough. Oh, backed up for 2 hours during rush hour last night. Also in Carborough, we'll look back to 2013 and what the town's new mayor says were the high points.
Now having the hotel open, it's just so exciting. All the people coming to Carborough and the synergy of the businesses opening up around it. I think it was a pretty big year.
And the state wants to clean up your drinking water source, but is it doing so with the best solution?
What you need to do is compare that to what our plan was in the first place, which was to stop the stormwater runoff and not get the nutrients in the water in the first place.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill, Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports. Carolina women's basketball scored a program-high 124 points in the Myrtle Beach Classic last night, tripling up its opponent. The men jumped four spots in the Associated Press poll after another top 10 win. Plus, Carolina football is working hard on the gridiron each day in preparation of the Belk Bowl. And
Mac Brown should be remembered fondly in both Austin and Chapel Hill.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL. It is a little chilly this morning. It is 30 degrees in Chapel Hill, and you may have a little frost on your windshield. So allow yourself a little extra time. A gas leak shut down the 300 block of East Main Street in Carborough Monday night for just less than 2 hours. Carborough police responded to a reported leak near Cat's Cradle at around 5:15 p.m. A fire truck was seen outside the club by a nearby sales associate at Cameron's. And the CPD shut down the 300 block of East Main and diverted traffic back in the direction in which it came. At 7:08 p.m., Carborough police tweeted that the road was open to traffic again. Multiple different reports came in initially, including a gas leak at the Art Center and another that stated she heard an explosion. No explosion was reported, and the location of the gas leak has not officially been announced. As 2013 draws to a close, Carborough's new mayor took a moment to look back at the town's major milestones this year. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
The past 12 months have seen a whirlwind of economic development blow through downtown Carborough as the town opened its first hotel and parking deck as part of the 300 East Main development. Though the opening of the Hampton Inn & Suites was a long time coming, Mayor Lydia Lavelle says it was worth the wait.
Now having the hotel open, it's just so exciting. All the people coming to Carborough and the synergy of the businesses opening up around it. I think it was a pretty big year.
Other businesses are moving into the retail space below the hotel, including Cameron's Gift Shop and the Womancraft Gallery. Several restaurants are currently in the works as well. This year also saw the long-awaited reopening of the PTA Thrift Shop at its newly renovated location on Jones Ferry Road. In addition to helping fund education, Lavelle says the mission of the thrift shop is a good fit for the town.
It's just very Carborough. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
And Carborough's Office of Economic Development recently rolled out a new town logo and motto to help convey Carborough's unique ethos to the wider world.
We've unleashed this new marketing campaign, Carborough Feel Free. Great logo and some shirts for sale that kind of are taglines off of it, like I'm openly Carborough. Those are bestsellers, I think.
Though there's not yet much to see, Lavelle says Art Center leaders and town officials are beginning to plan for another project that will redefine downtown.
The folks with the Art Center have been starting to meet with groups of people about the vision for the Art Center moving to the far end of the property it's on right now and kind of having a brand new freestanding building and what that might look like, what it might include, how parking will work with that, how it'll fit into our Carborough landscape.
As she looks ahead to next year, Lavelle says town officials will need to consider how construction and new development can be disruptive to those who work, shop, or live downtown. But she says she's confident Carborough can come together to plan for the future. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:10. More news in just a moment.
Is this the Christmas you upgrade her diamond earrings from 1 carat to 2 carats? Or maybe surprise her with a bigger diamond for her engagement ring? Announcing an unprecedented upgrade event at Diamonds Direct, just in time for the holidays. Listen to this. If you bought her original diamond at Diamonds Direct, you can trade it in now for a larger one, and we'll give you back what you paid for the diamond, plus an extra 10% toward the upgrade. That's right. We'll give you 110% of your original purchase price when you go bigger. This is a first-time ever offer, and it applies to any diamond purchased at Diamonds Direct. Center engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, and more. If she loves it now, you know she'll love it even more in a bigger size. Trade it in today for a bigger diamond, and we'll pay pay you more than you paid us when you bought it. Give her the upgrade she's been talking about and save like never before this Christmas at Diamonds Direct's exclusive holiday upgrade event on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall. Diamonds only, settings not included. See store for details. Offer ends December 31st.
Is your high school student looking to get a head start on college? We've got you covered at Durham Tech. Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. If you'd like to earn college credit while you're still in high school, we've got three options for you. Visit durhamtech.edu/CCP to learn more. That's durhamtech.edu/CCP. Durham Technical Community College, your future begins now.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Good morning. It is 612, 29 degrees in Chapel Hill. As the state prepares to move forward with a trial method to reduce nutrient pollution flowing into Jordan Lake, some are questioning the logic behind the costly technology. Resident science expert Jeff Danner says the aerator pumps will not be an adequate solution, but rather a temporary fix instead of managing stormwater runoff upstream. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
If we really want to have good water here over the next several decades, we just need to manage our stormwater and just not let these pollutants reach our drinking source.
That's Danner. North Carolina's Department of Environment and Natural Resources is preparing to sign a $1.3 million contract with Medora Corporation, the maker of the Solar Bee, according to WRAL News. Solar Bees are solar-powered pumps that circulate the water near the lake's surface, intended to reduce blue-green algae blooms. About 36 of the devices will be in place in the lake by April 1st. Danner says that though there are positive aspects to the pumps, he believes that pollution controls upstream are the best way to prevent phosphorus and other nutrients from reaching Jordan Lake, the source of drinking water for much of the triangle.
By circulating the water, you can add some oxygen back in. And also by mixing the water, you shift the algae population from the surface. But it's not as though the circulation is without benefit. But what you need to do is compare that to what our plan was in the first place, which was to stop the stormwater runoff and not get the nutrients in the water in the first place.
Environmental advocates have argued for years that Jordan Lake has had problems with pollution because it's fed by streams and tributaries that carry contaminants from urban areas. Danner explains that warm water in combination with contaminants, particularly those that contain phosphorus, can cause algae blooms. When a lake accumulates too much blue-green algae on the surface, it can make the water smell or taste badly. It can also create toxicity in the water that can cause people to become ill.
The other reason that algae is bad for a lake is when you have a lot of algae, it also dies and falls to the bottom of the lake, where it then fuels a population boom in bacteria that eat the dead algae, and those bacteria use up the oxygen in the lake.
When the dissolved oxygen drops, fish populations begin to die. Danner says that the pumps will likely make Jordan Lake look better for a short period of time, but will not be the most viable option.
Consider the irony of this plan. We would allow the pollution, the nutrients, to get to the lake. Then we'd be treating it in place with circulating pumps. That's exactly what happens in a wastewater treatment plant. And I'm not so sure that people want their drinking source to be set up like their wastewater treatment plant.
Over the past several years, there's been a debate raging between those who champion environmental protection standards to limit runoff in Jordan Lake and those who say the rules are too stringent and will negatively impact developers. The contract between North Carolina's Department of Environment and Natural Resources and Medora is for a 2-year lease on the pumps, with an option to buy them later. If the pumps prove to be successful, the state will consider purchasing additional devices. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The holiday season is a busy time of year for everyone, but particularly for the Orange County Solid Waste Management Department. Muriel Williams of Orange County Recycling says waste increases by 25% between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day.
That's a huge increase, 25%. That amounts to about 25 million tons per year, or one more ton per week, every week for that duration.
Williams explains that the department is already seeing an increase in the amount of materials being recycled as people do their holiday shopping and recycle items like cardboard boxes. She notes that corrugated cardboard is banned from trash bins in Orange County, but it can be recycled. As curbside recycling bins fill up, she says there are other methods to ensure that your recycling is picked up.
And if people have extra material, they can always use a laundry basket or a milk crate, any rigid plastic container similar in size and dimension to their curbside bin.
Orange County was the state's leader in waste reduction from 2011 through 2012 with a 59% reduction rate. Williams says that though this is a positive statistic, at least 25% of what the county's residents throw away is readily recyclable plastic and glass bottles, metal cans, and paper, according to data collected by the Orange County landfill.
There is a state law that says aluminum cans and plastic bottles must be recycled. So if you see one in the trash can and stick it in the recycling bin, not only are you helping someone else comply with the law, but you're also, you know, taking that material out of the waste stream and feeding it to local industry, and they really want that.
Williams explains that we throw away 25% of compostable paper on a daily basis as well. To view the curbside recycling holiday schedule for Orange County, you can read the story on our website at chapelboro.com. A federal judge says the National Security Agency's bulk collection of America's telephone records is likely unconstitutional. U.S. District Court Judge Richard Leon's ruling on Monday is in the case of two men who had challenged the program. Leon says their records should be destroyed, but he's put enforcement of the ruling on hold pending any government appeal. WCHL News Time 6:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Not a lot happening with traffic so far this morning, but the situation will certainly change a little bit later on. We're bound to have a few little delays this morning. Rand Northam will be reporting on traffic throughout the morning. You'll hear from him in about a half hour here on WCHL. I mentioned earlier you might have a little frost in your windshield this morning, so please allow yourself a little extra time before you get out of the driveway this morning and scrape your windshield a bit. Otherwise, it's going to take it a couple of minutes to defrost, and visibility not really good when that happens, so take care of that. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by FastMed Urgent Care. Doctor's office closed. Illnesses and injuries don't take a vacation, and neither does FastMed, located on East Franklin Street next to the Sienna Hotel and open 365 days a year. FastMed Urgent Care has you covered from A to X-rays. It is 28 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning. Mostly sunny, high today in the upper 50s, a little warmer than yesterday. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. Showers in the evening and then clear after midnight. Low tonight, about 30. Tomorrow, another sunny day with a high in the upper 40s, about 10 degrees cooler tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, we're looking at clear skies with a low down around 30. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high buck up in the upper 50s. So go figure, it's kind of up and down, really. Time now to take a look at WCHL Championship Sports. Sports is brought to you by Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. The number 14 Carolina women's basketball team snagged the school record for most points in a game in a 124-41 win over New Orleans at the Myrtle Beach Convention Center on Monday night. UNC, now 9-2 in the season, went on a 17-0 run to start the game. And from there, the Tar Heels never really looked back. In fact, the Tar Heels set a school record for widest margin of victory at 83 points. Freshman sensation Diamond DeShield scored 20 points to co-lead the Tar Heels in points alongside Alicia Gray. Latifah Coleman had a standout performance, tallying her first double-double in her career with 13 points and 12 assists. At halftime, Carolina led 72-18. Octavia Wilson led New Orleans with 21 points, but the Privateers were simply overmatched. UNC shot 64.3% from the floor and netted 14 three-pointers. Again, that score last night, 124-41, the most Carolina women have ever scored, and that is just that 124 points is five short of the men's record of 129 points. Carolina women will next take on number 10 South Carolina on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Myrtle Beach. That game, of course, is expected to be a totally different affair. Coming off the Kentucky win, Carolina men's basketball moved up four spots to number 14 in the Associated Press poll released yesterday. The 7-2 Tar Heels slid up three spots in the USA Today coaches poll to number 18. Coming off the loss, Kentucky slid down to number 21 in the coaches poll, number 19 in the AP ranks. Undefeated Arizona remains number one in both polls, while ACC newcomer Syracuse is ranked number two. They have an unblemished 10-0 record. 7-2 Duke is slotted at number eight in both polls, while ACC schools Pittsburgh and Virginia also receive votes. You can view the complete updated rankings and follow all the latest in Carolina basketball on our website, chapelboro.com. Tar Heel football team will be aiming to win for the first time in the Charlotte Bowl game on December 28th. Carolina will face Cincinnati with a winning season on the line. That's not stopping the Tar Heels from having a lot of fun along the way. WCHL's Matt Oaks has the story.
The 6-6 UNC football team was back to the grind on Monday at Navy practice fields. With exams now over, the Tar Heels have shifted their focus to preparing for a tough 9-3 Cincinnati team in the Belk Bowl December 28th. Head coach Larry Fedora says his team was eager to get back to business following the brief hiatus.
You know, we started out Saturday morning. We had a good workout Saturday morning, Sunday. What is today?
Monday
and another one today. So we've had three really good workouts this week. We had one last week. And so I think they were ready to get back out here and get going again.
Senior offensive lineman James Hurst says Cincinnati is a formidable opponent that features a defense that makes you earn every inch of yardage.
You know, they're a great team defense. You know, early on looking at it, it's hard to find any holes or anything like that. So, you know, you're going to have a challenge, and they're going to make you earn every yard that you get. So we're going to have to be consistent and put some drives together in order to put points on the board.
Charlotte provides a friendly locale for the Tar Heels in the Belk Bowl. Hurst says he's relishing the opportunity to play in his final game in Carolina uniform inside the state of North Carolina.
It's great to have the opportunity to get such a big fan base at the game, to kind of finish at some sort of a home game a little bit. You know, we're excited about it. I'm sure our fan base is excited about it, and it's a great way to go out for us, you know, not being able to play at home for your last game, but being able to play in the state of North Carolina.
Sophomore quarterback Marquise Williams went to high school in Charlotte. He says he's looking forward to returning home to play in front of family and friends.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big home game. It's a special home game for me. That's where I located high school at, down in Charlotte. And it's gonna be unbelievable. I mean, a lot of alumni is in Charlotte. And can't wait to watch us play down December 28th. And we're excited to come down there and have some fun and just enjoy the time.
Coach Fedora says he wants his team to enjoy the bowl game atmosphere, a reward for a successful season. But of course, he says that doesn't stop the desire to go win a bowl championship trophy.
We're going down there for our guys to have fun, but we plan on winning a football game. You know, I mean, I'm sure Cincinnati's doing the same thing. I mean, so we want to win a football game. We're going to prepare that way, but we also want to enjoy it.
And, of course, the Tar Heels will be covered right here completely on WCHL. We'll have complete coverage of that game on December 28th, 3 days after Christmas, Carolina versus Cincinnati in the Belk Bowl. Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera isn't downplaying the significance of this Sunday's game against the New Orleans Saints to be played in that same stadium, Bank of America Stadium. When it comes to regular season games, Rivera says it's about as big as it gets. The Panthers and Saints are tied atop the NFC South at 10-4 with two games remaining. The Saints, who beat the Panthers 31-13 back on December 8th, can clinch the division and first-round bye with a victory. The Panthers can do the same if they beat New Orleans and win at Atlanta the following week. Rivera views the opportunity to play the Saints for the second time in 3 weeks, particularly at home, as a good thing after getting throttled in the Superdome. A lot of teams do. It's really hard to win down there. Coach says we get right back in the saddle. Of course, the Saints lost this past weekend, and the Panthers won, and that's what set up this showdown. Those teams are tied. Well, interesting note this morning out of Duke. Duke is adding softball as a varsity sport and is increasing its number of scholarships in four other women's sports. Athletic director Kevin White made that announcement yesterday. Softball became the 27th varsity sport sponsored by Duke, the 14th for women. School expects to field its first softball team in the 2017-18 academic year. That's a look at WCHL Championship Sports 625.
File, sponsored in part by Stamps.com. Save time, trouble, and money by buying and printing official U.S. postage with your own computer and printer. In a moment, a special offer just for you. This is Charles Osgood. A federal judge in Washington ruled yesterday that the NSA's massive surveillance program collecting millions of Americans' telephone records is likely unconstitutional. U.S. District Court Judge Richard Leon ordered a preliminary injunction against the program, but suspended that order to give the Justice Department a chance to appeal, which it surely will. Says constitutional law expert Floyd Abrams.
This is the beginning of a very important and lengthy legal battle.
what it means and where we stand now after this. With the holidays almost here, you don't have time to go to the post office. The traffic will be more hassle than ever, and so will finding parking. Even if your post office is just a walk away, it will still be jam-packed with all those people mailing their holiday gifts and packages. So, 'tis the season to skip that trip to the post office. Just do what I do and use Stamps.com. Buy and print official U.S. postage with your own computer and printer. Get postage for any letter or package the instant you need it, and then the mailman picks it up and you're all set. With Stamps.com, everything you would do at the post office, you can do right from your own desk. It's as simple as that. And right now, Stamps.com has a special offer since you listened to the Osgood file. It's a no-risk trial with a $110 bonus that includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Get started now. All you have to do is go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. That's Stamps.com, and enter Osgood. The NSA's metadata telephone surveillance was a government secret when revealed by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. When it came out, a lawsuit was filed. Among the plaintiffs, conservative activist Larry Klayman, who now says,
"It's the first time in a long while that the courts have stepped in to protect the American people from the tyranny of the executive and legislative branches."
The Justice Department is likely to argue that Klayman and the other plaintiffs had no standing to bring the case because they could not prove that their phone or internet records had been examined. Judge Leon found otherwise. And given the sheer size of the surveillance program, says Floyd Abrams,
"In effect, anyone has standing to challenge this because we all have telephones and because of everything we say being subjected to this sort of overview by the NSA.
NSA Director Keith Alexander has been telling Congress the program is the best way to meet the threat of terrorist attacks and has already thwarted some. But Judge Leon says in the decision that no such example was provided to this court. To George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley,
"He's clearly saying that not only is this unconstitutional, he doesn't even think it's that useful."
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
And now it's time for The Professionals, local service, daily insights.
I'm Bill Cederberg. I'm the owner of Cederberg Kitchens and Additions in Chapel Hill since 1986. We do full-scale remodeling, specializing in kitchens and baths, small additions, anything that is related to remodeling of an existing residence.
You do all kinds of additions, don't you?
I've added third stories to existing houses. I've dug out basements. I've done some suite type of additions where you have maybe a master suite with a bathroom and a large bedroom and maybe a sitting area. We've done a lot of different things. I mean, we've done a lot of real simple things, building a small porch on the front of the house or changing the facade, closet reworks, a variety of things.
Do you do porches and decks and patios and that sort of thing?
We've done a lot of patios with decks and or hard surfaces. Sometimes we'll bring in a landscaper or maybe a landscaper has brought us in. But in Chapel Hill, one of the most popular things we do is cover decks and make them screen porches so that you can get a little more use out of that deck, enjoy the summer months a little more, really extend the seasons, maybe making that space maybe a 8 to 9 month space as opposed to 4 or 5. And from time to time, we'll take that space and make it into what would more commonly be called a Florida room. Go to our website at cederbergkitchens.com. You'll see examples of our work and some testimonials and products.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Southeastern Services. It's over half off. Chimney inspection and cleaning available now. Southeastern Services is a full-service chimney repair and maintenance company that has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. They utilize a no-mess process, so there's no need to worry about upsetting your home. With today's deal, choose between a safety inspection and cleaning of one chimney for $59 or two chimneys for $115. It's over half off from Southeastern Services. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Ed Schultz from noon to 3 here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
It is 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Harbor weather. Brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham off Mount Moriah Road. All right, it is 28 degrees in Chapel Hill, 27 in Carborough. It is really chilly this morning. You might get a little frost in your windshield. Mostly sunny, high today in the upper 50s. When you leave home, give yourself a few extra minutes to take care of the windshield. Visibility not great without it, and you know, it's going to take a moment here. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and then clearing after midnight. Overnight low around 30. And then tomorrow, a nice sunny day, but not as warm. About 10 degrees cooler, in fact. High tomorrow, about 48 degrees.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Glaxo makes drugs like this one.
Ask your doctor if including Advair could help improve your lung function.
Now that pharmaceutical company is changing the way it interacts with doctors. Details now from CBS's Heather Bosch.
Within 2 years, GlaxoSmithKline says it'll stop paying doctors to promote its drugs and will no longer compensate its sales reps based on how many prescriptions doctors write. It's a common practice, but critics say it can unduly influence what kinds of drugs your doctor prescribes. Glaxo is the first big drug company to do this.
The decision by Glaxo comes with the Chinese raising questions over the company's corporate behavior.
China is investigating whether the company bribed doctors and officials to boost its drug sales there. Glaxo says the changes have nothing to do with that. The British company might be trying to get ahead of new rules under the Health Reform Act. That's when drug companies have to make more financial information public. Glaxo says it's just trying to improve and update how it operates.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
27 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. It was a crazy day in Carborough yesterday. A gas leak shut down the 300 block of East Main Street in Carborough for just less than 2 hours. Carborough police responded to a reported leak near Cat's Cradle at about 5:15 in the afternoon. A fire truck was seen outside the club by a nearby sales associate, Cameron's. The Carborough Police Department shut down the 300 block of East Main and diverted traffic back in the direction in which it came. At 7:08 p.m., Carborough Police tweeted that the road was open to traffic again. Multiple different reports came in initially, including a gas leak at the Art Center, another that stated that she heard an explosion. No explosion was reported, and the location of the gas leak has not officially been announced, but it was a real nightmare for commuters yesterday and those trying to make their way around Carborough. As 2013 draws to a close, the town of Carborough's new mayor took a moment to look back at the town's major milestones this year. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story on Lady Lavelle's reflections.
The past 12 months have seen a whirlwind of economic development blow through downtown Carborough as the town opened its first hotel and parking deck as part of the 300 East Main development. Though the opening of the Hampton Inn & Suites was a long time coming, Mayor Lydia Lavelle says it was worth the wait.
Now having the hotel open, it's just so exciting, all the people coming to Carborough and the synergy of the businesses opening up around it. I think it was a pretty big year.
Other businesses are moving into the retail space below the hotel, including Cameron's Gift Shop and the Womancraft Gallery. Several restaurants are currently in the works as well. This year also saw the long-awaited reopening of the PTA Thrift Shop at its newly renovated location on Jones Ferry Road. In addition to helping fund education, Lavelle says the mission of the thrift shop is a good fit for the town.
It's just very Carborough. Reduce, yeah. Reuse, recycle.
And Carborough's Office of Economic Development recently rolled out a new town logo and motto to help convey Carborough's unique ethos to the wider world.
We've unleashed this new marketing campaign, you know, Carborough Feel Free. Great logo and some shirts for sale that kind of are taglines off of it, like I'm openly Carborough. Those are bestsellers, I think.
Though there's not yet much to see, Lavelle says Art Center leaders and town officials are beginning to plan for another project that will redefine downtown.
The folks with the Art Center have been starting to meet with groups of people about the vision for the Art Center moving to the far end of the property it's on right now and kind of having a brand new freestanding building and what that might look like, what it might include, how parking will work with that, how it'll fit into our Carborough landscape.
As she looks ahead to next year, Lavelle says town officials will need to consider how construction and new development can be disruptive to those who work, shop, or live downtown. But she says she's confident Carborough can come together to plan for the future. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And it's a clever T-shirt. I am openly Carborough. As the state prepares to move forward with a trial method to reduce nutrient pollution flowing into Jordan Lake, some people are questioning the logic behind the costly technology. Resident science expert Jeff Danner of Chapel Hill says the aerator pumps won't be an adequate solution, but rather a temporary fix instead of managing stormwater runoff upstream. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
If we really want to have good water here over the next several decades, we just need to manage our stormwater and just not let these pollutants reach our drinking source.
That's Danner. North Carolina's Department of Environment and Natural Resources is preparing to sign a $1.3 million contract with Medora Corporation, the maker of the Solar Bee, according to WRAL News. Solar Bees are solar-powered pumps that circulate the water near the lake's surface, intended to reduce blue-green algae blooms. About 36 of the devices will be in place in the lake by April 1st. Danner says that though there are positive aspects to the pumps, he believes that pollution controls upstream are the best way to prevent phosphorus and other nutrients from reaching Jordan Lake, the source of drinking water for much of the triangle.
By circulating the water, you can add some oxygen back in. And also by mixing the water, you shift the algae population from the surface. But it's not as though the circulation is without benefit. But what you need to do is compare that to what our plan was in the first place, which was to stop the stormwater runoff and not get the nutrients in the water in the first place.
Environmental advocates have argued for years that Jordan Lake has had problems with pollution because it's fed by streams and tributaries that carry contaminants from urban areas. Danner explains that warm water in combination with contaminants, particularly those that contain phosphorus, can cause algae blooms. When a lake accumulates too much blue-green algae on the surface, it can make the water smell or taste badly. It can also create toxicity in the water that can cause people to become ill.
The other reason that algae is bad for a lake is when you have a lot of algae, it also dies and falls to the bottom of the lake, where it then fuels a population boom in bacteria that eat the dead algae, and those bacteria use up the oxygen in the lake.
When the dissolved oxygen drops, fish populations begin to die. Danner says that the pumps will likely make Jordan Lake look better for a short period of time, but will not be the most viable option.
Consider the irony of this plan. We would allow the pollution, the nutrients, to get to the lake. Then we'd be treating it in place with circulating pumps. That's exactly what happens in a wastewater treatment plant. And I'm not so sure that people want their drinking source to be set up like their wastewater treatment plant.
Over the past several years, there's been a debate raging between those who champion environmental protection standards to limit runoff in Jordan Lake and those who say the rules are too stringent and will negatively impact developers. The contract between North Carolina's Department of Environment and Natural Resources and Medora is for a 2-year lease on the pumps, with an option to buy them later. If the pumps prove to be successful, the state will consider purchasing additional devices. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Jeff Danner is our resident science expert here at WCHL. He visits every Monday afternoon with Aaron Keck here in the WCHL studios and also writes a regular column for chapelboro.com. A bipartisan budget bill may have enough momentum today to win a pivotal test vote in the Senate. It'll take at least 5 Republicans to advance the measure today over a filibuster threshold demanded by GOP leaders. 7 Republicans say they will back the measure that would ease some of the harshest cuts required under automatic spending curves in exchange for $85 billion in budget savings over the next decade. Expect lots of people to be on the roads again this year in holiday season. AAA projects that nearly 30% of Americans, some 94.5 million people, will be traveling 50 miles or more from home sometime between Saturday, December 21st, and Wednesday, January 1st. More than 90% of those travelers will be driving. Those numbers are all higher than last year, marking the 5th straight year that travel volume has increased. One area expected to see a decrease is air travel. AAA is projecting a slight drop to a little more than 5.5 million travelers. AAA CEO Marshall Doney says travel is consistently heavy during the year-end holiday season, with Americans refusing to let economic conditions dictate their plans to celebrate the holidays. AAA says gas prices are likely to be a little lower than last year. WCHL News Time, 6:39. Coming up next, Alan Colton has today's commentary, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Basketball on WCHL.
Happy holidays, Margaret.
Feliz Navidad, Ron, and a merry season to all from Margaret's Cantina. Just when the gravy's all gone and you've downed the last turkey sandwich, close the fridge and head to Margaret's Cantina to sate your appetite with spicy Southwestern fare.
Margaret's Cantina, serving lunch weekdays and dinner Monday through Saturday, and now serving Sunday supper 4 to 8 p.m.
Hi, this is Rick Steinbacher. I love Chapel Hill. Why? It's a combination of nostalgia with an edgy personality. Sports Illustrated has called Chapel Hill the best college town in America. UNC's Findlay Golf Course, redesigned by Tom Fazio, continues to be recognized as one of the nation's top collegiate layouts. In two words, Dean Smith. Chapel Hill, an edgy community that bleeds Carolina blue.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
This is a time of year when many people make resolutions to do this or that, or stop doing this or that. At Performance Chevrolet, we're simply making the New Year's resolutions to sell more Chevys than ever in 2014. And we're starting this month with screaming deals like up to $7,000 off of select new Chevrolets. Wait until you hear this list of blowout specials for our year-end event. Up to $3,000 off of 2014 Cruises, and up to $4,000 off of 2014 Impalas, and up to $3,500 off of 2014 Malibus, and up to $3,500 off of 2014 Camaros, and up to $7,000 off of 2014 Silverados, and up to $3,000 off of 2014 Equinoxes. Wow! We are the only Triangle Chevy dealer with a massive selection of new Sparks. Who cares about ho-ho-ho when you have wow-wow-wow this holiday season at Performance Chevy Chevrolet in Chapel Hill, where we'll beat any deal from any Chevrolet dealer. We promise.
Prices plus tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Dealer retains all rebates. Client must meet GM requirements for rebate application to deal. Take delivery before December 31st, 2013. For beat any deal, bring offer from competing dealer on exact make and model with identical equipment and features.
Performance Chevrolet, ChapelHill.com.
27 degrees in Chapel Hill, 641 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Alan Colton. If you get some time, go back and read Congressman David Price on his defense of Obamacare. It was just a year ago, yet he sounds so outdated. When I'm reading him, I feel like I'm in the basement on that 70s show in a beanbag chair with a Led Zeppelin poster and a lava lamp. I get to keep Junior on my health care plan until he's 26? Who's talking about that anymore? It seems decades ago in political years. Now that Obamacare has launched, some 6 million people have lost their health insurance. And today, it's about signing up Junior for Obamacare, and Junior doesn't want any part of it. And even if he did want to sign up, the website. I mean, it's adequate enough to handle maybe the traffic for a consignment shop in Carrboro, but not a national program. The website is like an 8-track tape player that we slapped under the dashboard on our dad's Pontiac station wagon. It's a junker. But David Price, he's an old-fashioned progressive, which means he's worked long and hard all of his life telling other people what to do, and he's determined to fix the 8-track player. Price is like G.K. Chesterton's progressive. He's the policeman standing on the corner, telling the people, move along, without telling them where they're going. And as Obama changes his law from day to day, where we are going is never really clear. But since this new Obamacare law is so malleable, may I suggest adding at least a warning label? Caution, Obamacare is only a progressive theory. Actual implementation may cause catastrophe. This is Alan Colton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina basketball on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Catch every bounce of the action on your home for the Heat.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
After Saturday's victory over Kentucky, Carolina is 7-2 on the season with multiple impressive wins. The Heels have had that success even with some unique lineup combinations, including J.P. Tokoto playing the 2 and James Michael McAdoo at the 3. Roy Williams doesn't think suddenly the Heels have everything figured out, though, just yet.
We're such a young group, and it's sometimes an immature group. You don't want to get them too fat and happy kind of thing, because those games coming up are still pretty big. But I do think that they understand what we want them to do, and just it's not a natural position for either one of them. So I don't think you can do that in 9 games or whatever we've played, but they do understand it more.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time.
Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things are tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Carolina shot just 58% from the free throw line against the Wildcats and ranked in the bottom 20 nationally in free throw shooting percentage, something Williams is well aware of.
I thought that we would make a bunch of them, and we made enough, but not a bunch. And you've got to go back and be more attentive to details, practice harder. I told him, I said, don't come out there politicking and walking around laughing and joking and talking to all the coaches. Get your butt on the free throw line and shoot more free throws.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Boy, that's got to be the case. I'm sure that Roy has made that a big point of emphasis so far. Tar Heels aren't doing too well at the free throw line, but boy, are they fun to watch, and they have pulled off some big wins in spite of that. 646 at WCHL. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays for the Tigers Trivia Quiz, and today's WCHL hometown hero is Bev Pisa. We'll tell you why.
Is this the Christmas you upgrade her diamond earrings from 1 carat to 2 carats? Or maybe surprise her with a bigger diamond for her engagement ring? Announcing an unprecedented upgrade event at Diamonds Direct, just in time for the holidays. Listen to this. If you bought her original diamond at Diamonds Direct, you can trade it in now for a larger one, and we'll give you back what you paid for the diamond, plus an extra 10% toward the upgrade. That's right. We'll give you 110% of your original purchase price when you go bigger. This is a first-time ever offer, and it applies to any diamond purchased at Diamonds Direct. Center engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, and more. If she loves it now, you know she'll love it even more in a bigger size. Trade it in today for a bigger diamond, and we'll pay you more than you paid us when you bought it. Give her the upgrade she's been talking about and save like never before this Christmas at Diamonds Direct's exclusive holiday upgrade event on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall. Diamonds only, settings not included. See store for details. Offer ends December 31st.
Orange County residents can recycle cups, tubs, buckets, and other rigid plastics that aren't bottles using the purple dumpsters at any of the county's 5 convenience centers. Plastic lawn chairs, planters, and toys without metal axles or batteries can also go inside these special collection dumpsters. For more details, please call 919-968-2788 and remember to recycle all you can.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery or an engagement ring, a really important purchase, as so many people who've just gotten married might be able to tell you, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza and next to Whole Foods. I'm thinking particularly of Rand Northam and Anthony Weltman, who have both just gotten married recently.
That's not a big purchase.
Not to each other, of course, but they have purchased engagement rings sometime in the last few years. I think they both were actually engaged for a pretty good length of time.
A year and a half here.
Yeah. Especially Anthony was planning his wedding since he was 5, I think. But at any rate, Rand Northam is here looking good this morning with
a Christmas tie. You bet.
All right.
Got my holly leaves out today.
The holly and the berries. And
that's right.
It's really nice.
Appreciate that.
Puts me in a festive mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad to do that.
I noticed you've been running around here this morning singing Christmas carols and stuff.
Oh, yes.
So you're in such a great mood.
I am. You know, it's funny, too. I know that a non-radio personality was on these headphones last because I could barely hear it when I put them on.
Oh, yeah?
Had to crank it.
I wonder who that was.
That would be Hardy Merritt of the Chapel Hill Quest Center.
definitely was not me.
Yes, no.
I can promise.
It would have been, I wouldn't have been able to hear for a totally different reason if that was the case.
I'm sorry about that. I've been in radio too long.
I put it on 11 for you.
Well, what's happening with the traffic situation this morning? Anything?
A little bit of a slowdown. NC 54 eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. 15501 southbound between NC 54 and NC 86. That's northbound and southbound on 15501. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
I'm amazed. Despite the problems with the headphones and everything, just a great job.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Anytime.
See you in a few minutes here.
You bet.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by Elmo's Diner. The fun never stops at Elmo's Diner with shakes, burgers, and high chairs for small fries. Elmo's Diner at Carmel, Carborough. It is 28 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunny, high today in the upper 50s. Really nice day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain rolling in here and then clearing up again after midnight, overnight low 30. Tomorrow, a nice sunny day with a high in the upper 40s, about 10 degrees cooler than today. Tomorrow night, clear with a low around 30. And then on Thursday, go figure, mostly sunny with a high back up in the upper 50s. So it's going to warm up today, cool down tomorrow, and then the next day it'll be back up to the upper 50s. So I can't figure out this weather pattern, but I like it. It looks good. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Pope Francis is 77 years old today. Singer, actor Tommy Steele, 77. Rock singer, musician Art Neville, 76. They're celebrating down in New Orleans. Actor Bernard Hill is 69. Actor Ernie Hudson is 68. He's been in a whole lot of stuff, but most of all, I still remember Ernie Hudson for his role in Ghostbusters. Political commentator Chris Matthews is 68 today. Comedian actor Eugene Levy is 67. Let's see here. Actor Joel Brooks, 64. Paul Rogers, one of the best rock and roll singers out there. Paul Rogers, lead singer of Free and then Bad Company, 64 years old today. Actor Bill Pullman is 60. Actor Barry Livingston is 60. Producer, director, writer Peter Farrelly is 57 years old today. Country singer Tracy Byrd is 47. Actress Lori Holden, 44. Actor Sean Patrick Thomas, 43. Actress Claire Forlani is 42. Actress Sarah Paulson, 39 years old today. Actress Marissa Ribisi, 39. And actress Mila Jovovich, 38 years old today. Actress Emma Bill, 27. And we have a whole bunch of local celebrities celebrating birthday today. First of all, we'll start with Orin Robbins, who lives in Carborough. And Emily Gordon also has a birthday, as does Peter Tompkins. Peter Tompkins, happy birthday. Angie Oaks, happy birthday to you. And my old buddy Walter Sturtevant has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Walter. Our birthday winner of the day is Elise Hartley. He was turning 22 today. Elise, happy birthday, dear. Hope it's a good one for you. We got a $10 gift certificate from UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. They always take care of their customers. They'll take good care of you, too. Elise Hartley, congratulations from all of us here at WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Rock and Roll Tuesday. Woo! Yeah!
With a little seasonal flavor, a little seasonal nutmeg this time.
Okay, well, we'll see how this goes. I might not be as on top of this as usual stuff.
I mean, you know, we have the traditional carols, and then we've got all these songs that, you know, like Little Saint Nick, The Beach Boys.
Yeah. I could name a bunch of others, but it might have something to do with your question, so I don't want to do that.
Xmas, what is it? Merry Xmas, The War Is Over, John Lennon, you know.
Oh,
all those tunes.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas. But
How does this fit into that?
Well, it's one of those. It's one of the more, kind of a popular.
More contemporary.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, Ron's about to put on this single that was catching dust in my house.
Okay.
And it's coming from 1970.
Okay.
And it's a Christmas single. Name either the title or the artist.
Can't wait to hear this.
You ready? You got flip it over. You got the other side.
Okay. All right.
You got it down?
Not looking. Yeah.
Here we go.
All right.
Give us a call at 919-929-WCHL for a little seasonal Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Listen carefully. And we will hear it at the same time because I don't know what it is either.
Greeting cards have all been sent.
Oh, now I do. That's an easy one.
The Christmas rushes through.
The name of the song and the artist, if you know it.
I still have one wish.
wish to make a special one for you.
Well, I think we ought to cut it right there because next comes the title. Call me 919-929-WCHL if you know the answer to the question this morning.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Bev Pisa is today's WCHL hometown hero. For over 10 years, Bev Pisa has personally assisted hundreds of cardiac patients at UNC Wellness Center at Metamont. Bev is a registered nurse in cardiology for 40 years. Here's another registered nurse, the patient care coordinator for cardiac rehabilitation, Cindy Clark, to tell you all about her.
Bev has been a cardiac rehab nurse for 10 years and a nurse in other capacities for a lot more years than that. And she has such a caring nature. She really involves herself in her patients' lives, and she pays attention to what they're doing, and she helps them to pay attention to treating themselves in a healthy way.
Bev Pisa has made a big impact on so many people.
We have cardiac rehab patients come in to exercise after they have had some sort of cardiac event, a heart attack or heart surgery, and they come and exercise 3 days a week for 12 weeks, so we really get to spend time with them and know them. And Bev is one of the first contacts they make here. She looks up their medical history, she talks to them, she listens to them, and she helps put them on a path of either better eating or, of course, better exercising. And she wants to know what they're thinking and how she can be of service to them.
In addition to all that, Bev Pisa is just a really nice person to be around.
What's she like to work with every day?
Oh, she's great to work with. As a matter of fact, I worked with Bev about 11 years ago. She hired me for a different job, and then she came over to work at cardiac rehab, and I've recently joined her, so she made a big impact on my career as well.
At a recent cardiac rehab potluck, she announced that she is going to retire, effective at the end of February of 2014. What kind of a hole is that going to leave, and what happens there at the UNC Wellness Center?
Bev is not a big person, but she leaves big shoes to fill, and it'll make a big difference. We have people dropping by all the time just to say hello to her. She's just touched a lot of lives, and she'll be missed.
Bev has been involved with the American Heart Association Heart Walk for about 20 years. And since joining UNC Wellness Center at Metamont, she's continued actively supporting the American Heart Association Triangle Heart Walks. Bev Pisa is a very deserving WCHL hometown hero.
She is, and we are all so delighted that you're doing this for her. She's going to be surprised.
Our thanks to Cindy Clark and to Mike Combovis, who nominated Bev Pisa for this special recognition.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, incredibly easy question this morning. Name the song and the artist. And Debbie LeMay called in and got it. A lot of people knew it, but Debbie LeMay, the very first one. Yeah, here he comes.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Yeah, that's Merry Christmas, darling. That's the name of the song.
We're apart, that's true.
It's by Karen and Richard,
but
the Carpenters.
I can dream.
Congratulations, Debbie LeMay. She gets the Swap Trivia Prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. And we'll have another question for you bright and early tomorrow on WCHL.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Southeastern Services. It's over half off. Chimney inspection and cleaning available now. Southeastern Services is a full-service chimney repair and maintenance company that has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. They utilize a no-mess process, so there's no need to worry about upsetting your home. With today's deal, choose between a safety inspection and cleaning of one chimney for $59 or two chimneys for $115. It's over half off from Southeastern Services. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather. Look for a lot of sunshine today, and high today about 58 degrees. Really nice day on the way. Low tonight, down around 30. We'll have a 30% chance of rain early in the evening, and then it's going to clear up again. And then tomorrow is sunny with a high in the upper 40s, not as warm. So really pretty good weather for at least a couple of days here.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development.
Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.
This is the beginning of a very important and lengthy legal battle.
Constitutional law expert Floyd Abrams says a ruling against phone surveillance to track terrorists will likely wind up before the Supreme Court. In a few hours, it could come up at the White House. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Frank, leading tech company executives already concerned about Intel agency monitoring meet